puss. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
11-year-old boy escapes a death after a pit latrine collapsed and buried him alive in Nyimba. Poor state of the Fikombe and Fitente bridges worry Mukushi residents. In African news, Ghana seeks extradition of a former finance minister from U.S. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. An 11-year-old boy in Nyimba district narrowly escaped death after being buried alive when a pit latrine collapsed while he was answering a call of nature in Chiniku village. The incident occurred at around 15 hours when the boy, a grade 2 pupil at Chiniku Primary School in Ndeke Chiefdom, entered the pit latrine which suddenly gave way and trapped him underground. Nyimba Town Council Fire Brigade officers responded swiftly after receiving a distress call at 18:57 hours. Upon arrival, they found members of the community already attempting to rescue the child. Working together, the fire brigade team and residents managed to pull the boy out safely at about 20 hours. Nyimba Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Miriam Chitimbiti Busiku has since commended the community for their quick action and cooperation during the rescue. Ms. Busiku has further warned the public against leaving open pits, noting that they pose a serious risk, especially to children.
The Council Fire Brigade team has successfully managed to rescue an 11-year-old boy after he was buried alive while answering the call of nature in a pit latrine, Chiniku Village, Nyimba District. The incident happened when the boy went to answer the call of nature, and while still in the process, the pit latrine collapsed and buried him alive. A Nyimba Town Council Fire Brigade team, after receiving a distress call at exactly 18:57 hours, acted swiftly by rushing to the scene of the accident. The team found members of the community trying to rescue the boy from the pit latrine. The fire brigade team, working together with members of the community, managed to rescue the boy who had been buried alive from 15 hours and was only rescued at 20 hours at night. The boy whose name has been withheld is a grade 2 pupil at Chiniku Primary School, Ndeke Chiefdom.
Residents of Fivanga in Mukushi District have raised their concern over the poor state of the Vikombwe and Fitente bridges, describing the situation as a serious challenge to the local community. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mr. Zakaria Mulala explained that the bridges are in a dilapidated condition and become particularly dangerous during the rainy season. He warns that once our schools reopen, our children will fail to attend their classes due to the unsafe crossing points, affecting their access to education and other essential services. He has since called on local authorities to prioritize the construction of a proper bridge in the area to ensure safe and reliable passage of school children and the community members.
Baisha esha kono mbechi defo kwa veni mani pawa makau vechikuru nilako deni napali fitete fitete na ena nga loa matawali yaku kawani pawa anata wakula 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 kuitala wakala putukiru mula ndoko wachi jano walika hiru kuge mfula so kukuteko kutuwa fweko apapie ni mfula tayo la puiti njila kwa mbele kumani pawa na ungofia wali 30 baba mbira kuna 2 days kuchipawa kwa kuhino kulinga bari ya pita waka school.
Kapiri Mponshi's Kafuaka area has been cut off from other areas following the collapse of the bridge due to the heavy downpour experienced. The situation has now resulted in residents of Kafuaka area from not accessing essential public services which are far away from the community. One of the affected residents, a pastor Derek Zulu, has appealed to relevant authorities to urgently intervene as many different groups as such as young ones, women and persons with disabilities are greatly affected. He added that the status quo is endangering the lives of the community as it is bordering on life and death.
Which separates the East Pakam Kafuaka area. Last season, we had an incident where a child was swept by the current, because that is the only crossing point people use, apart from the other crossing points. But when we come this side near Vigeru, it is a bit fine because they can use that road that leads to Vigeru Trust School. But in these other points, there is no self-reliable crossing point for people to cross going either to Kafuaka or from Kafuaka to East Park. And remember, markets are only this side, coming to Ndeka and to town. We don't have reliable markets.
Chongwa Municipal Council CMC, in collaboration with the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit at DMMU, has demolished sections of wall fences in Chongwa's Obama area that were obstructing the natural flow of water and contributing to persistent flooding. The operation was led by Director of Housing, Mr. Philemon Nyerenda, accompanied by the Director of Legal Services, Ms. Namakau Sumbwa, the Engineering Department team, and the DMMU officer. The intervention follows the reports of flooding caused by heavy rainfall. Investigations have revealed that some residential wall fences had been constructed across a natural drainage paths, preventing water from flowing freely and resulting in flooding of nearby homes. During the visit, affected residents were engaged and informed that the area naturally receives larger volumes of runoff water during every rainy season. The blocked drainage had led to repeated property damage and posed a serious risk to households. 3 houses were identified as being affected, with one household assessed to be at high risk of future flooding if corrective measures were not taken. Following consultations involving the engineering team, the DMMU officer and the Ward Development Committee chairperson, it was resolved that the most immediate and effective solutions was the partial demolition of wall fences obstructing drainage channels. This action will restore the natural flow of water and reduce the risk of future flooding incidents. This is contained in a statement issued by the Chongwa Municipal Council Public Relations Unit. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamene kalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg ondwe, 100 squacha. 50 kg repu, 260. 50 kg kalembula.